This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm. It's time to step up to the plate with Jim, Steve, Fish, and former two-time Gold Glover World Series champion, Benji Molina.
A swing and a miss, and that's the winner! That's the winner! A World Series winner for the Cardinals!
Ranger, that is! In the left field, December 3000, a run is scored!
Smith, courts one into right, down the line, it may go! Go crazy, folks! Go crazy!
A high pop ball! The Clover's there! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant! The Cardinals won the pennant!
Breeze hits it in the air to center. We will see you tomorrow night.
Swing and a miss! The Cardinals are world champions for 2006!
In the air to left, well hit. Back is Craig. What a team! What a ride! The Cardinals are world champs in 2011.
Hello, Cardinal fans, and welcome to a Tuesday edition of Ruffled Feathers, your two birds on a bat podcast. As always, coming to you from the patio studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. Pre or post game, when we get back at it, hopefully it's patios for you and me. Want to thank Randy Green with InnovativeCompanies.com for their continued support of our show. Right now, especially if you've got some projects and that need done, they may be able to help you out with that. So check them out. Residential, commercial, industrial, doesn't matter. It's the name you know and trust, InnovativeCompanies.com. And don't forget that 15% discount for all first responders and military. It really prides them to be able to take care of the first responders right now that are on the front lines and helping everybody and really going out there every day and putting it on the line. So take advantage of that. If there's some work you needed done, it could save you an awful lot of money. That's InnovativeCompanies.com. Well, folks, back for another week of no baseball, but it just, you know, you get these feelings, and I do believe in the old saying, where there's smoke, there's fire, and it only stands to reason that they would be leaving no stone unturned as to how they can get back to playing baseball, because let's face it, there's a lot of money at stake here, okay? There's going to be a lot of people that are going to go, I don't care about the money, but you're burying your head in the sand, okay, because the money is going to dictate a lot of things, especially with this virus all the way around the board. Okay. This is a personal opinion. It's just not realistic to just shut everything down for months and months and months and do nothing. I mean, what do you come back to? So they're going to try to find a way that they can, and this is the reality. It's not baseball. I mean, anything that is dying is going to try to find a way to come back from this thing as early as possible with, I guess, consequences they can live with, or at least they feel pretty good are in their favor. Does that mean anybody's immune to something crazy happening? Absolutely not. But I can promise you that when it comes to money and business, the envelope is going to get pushed at some juncture because, again, this isn't a political thing for me. I don't really care like what aisle you're on. I hate politics in general. But it's reality. See, and if you want to bury your head in the sand, go right ahead. If you want to act like baseball's not a big deal, go right ahead. It's a huge deal, I promise you, financially. There's a ton of money, you know, and again, for this show, we're talking about baseball. This is not an economist podcast where we're going to break down the economy and talk about the effects of this on all the different avenues out there. Because I promise you, if you want to do that, you can, because everybody out there that's being affected by this, that's big business, is trying to figure out how they come back from this. Okay. Baseball's no different. So they're going to try to find a way. Okay. If you think they didn't have conversations about this during the war and times like this, like, should they be playing baseball? This is never going to stop. But I promise you, it is huge business right now. Okay. And whether you like it, don't like it, doesn't really matter. These players, they care. It's a lot of money on the table. Okay. So they've got a vested interest in this too. And they're not going to do anything that they don't feel like they can't live with either. That's why they have a players union. But the talk right now is, is that there's real talks, not rumors, real talks about a plan to get this thing going sooner rather than later. So I'm just curious how everybody feels about it. I mean, you know, like I pose the question, do you, you know, are you like, give me baseball, I don't care? Or, you know, no, let's not, let you know. And again, you're entitled to your opinion. I mean, I'm going to tell you right off the bat that I look at this the same way I look at like those quote unquote unwritten rules of baseball. It's their game. It's entertainment for us, but it's their game. Okay, so they can do and handle it however they want to handle it. Same way with this. If they choose to play, you can bet your ass I'm going to watch. I'm not going to protest because I think they're doing something wrong or putting them. I mean, I promise you, I doubt very much they would do it and there not be provisions in place for if there are players that are adamantly against it, being able to say, look, I'm not coming back from this right now. Now, there'll be consequences. Just like if you're supposed to go to work and you don't go to work. But I promise you, it's going to be something like that because they have a union. So this is an interesting topic because right now it involves our everyday life that we're all living the same as them in the stance of what are we doing to fill our day? Well, what they do to fill their day typically is entertainment for us. So it indirectly does affect us if you're a fan. And you're probably not listening to this show if you're not a Cardinal fan. So for our purposes, it's entertainment talk. So to discuss this further, a guy who entertains me, and I love to hear his thoughts on all these subjects and always comes up with some different points of view that I enjoy, is my good friend and yours, Ron Nuttall. Ron, what's going on?
Jim, it's great to talk to you. And, you know, what is this, week three, four, we're on? Hell, I don't know.
I'm lost.
At least,
I'm lost. Like, I don't, like, I can't even remember when this started.
I don't, you know, I don't either. I think it was right before St. Patrick's Day. So it's probably within week three or four. I don't remember. I lost track of the days last week. And I thought we were coming up on Friday. You know, oh my God. Like, you know, you made a really good point earlier about, you know, just, thinking that, you know, that the money aspect of this is not important to some people. And it certainly is because, you know, look, those slots, say for Fox Sports Midwest, if they have a night game, starts at 7:05, you don't think the TV revenue for a real game played in real time is immensely larger than a replay of a game last year? It is a big deal. It's a big deal around the table. It's a big deal for the people that work in the stadium. You know, it's a big big deal for the vendors. It's a big deal for the restaurants and bars in the area. You know, so it impacts a lot. And to say that sports are important, and certainly, look, I think my priorities are pretty well in line. I understand that, you know, it is entertainment, it is a game, but there is value behind it, and it's important to a lot of people. And there is going to be that natural tendency, just like in my everyday life and business, is to get things back to normal as quick as possible, and you weigh the consequences, you know, because of starting this week. Or, I mean, it's a, you know, you I'm sure that everybody that's involved in decision making here can think themselves into some. 1 minute later, so this is a difficult thing, and it affects all of us. And as my professional life, you know, it's a daily balancing. You know, there's not enough product coming in because we can't make enough because for demand for what we do right now is high. And so, you know, what do you do? And their problems, while different, I feel like they're probably very similar conversations. And it's a big deal. And at the same time, we're all going crazy. It's a big deal, and we're stuck at home trying to deal with it. So it's unique. We'll probably see this again in our lifetime.
Well, I will say this, you know, I believe certain things, like I said, you know, where there's smoke, there's fire, for sure. You know, there's no secret that this plan is being discussed. Now, will it happen? Who knows, right? Like, but the fact that it's gotten to the point where it's being seriously discussed means somebody has a plan. Now, there's people out there that are involved in the game that I promise you are smart people. You cannot like Scott Boras, but Scott Boras, you know, has a plan. And a lot of times, again, you cannot like him, but he makes a lot of sense sometimes when he comes up with these things. So, you know, if they're going to do it, you know, people are going to poo-poo it away, right? And say, well, there's a lot of hurdles to overcome. Well, Boras is always one of those guys that if you follow him, okay, and you listen to him, again, whether you like him or not, he does a really good job of doing his homework, so that a lot of times when you come forward with, like, problems, he's already got the answers. So, like, they were talking about, mm-hmm. like, well, where are they going to play these games and how are they going to do it? And he says, well, you got within 50 miles, you have all these spring training sites, and then you have Chase Field. And they're like, well, that's 11. He's like, well, it's a turf field. It's in a controlled environment. You can play three games there a day. I mean, yeah. So, I mean, like I said, this guy typically, you know, is way ahead of the curve in his thinking, because, well, again, he's a really smart guy. Like, we all have, there's plenty of smart people out there you may not like, and you're entitled to like who you like. But I promise you, he's been working really hard at this. This is his life. This is what he does every day. And we can all have an opinion, but the Major League Baseball and the Players Union, this is what they do every day. And what they do is play baseball and earn a lot of money doing so. So, mm-hmm. again, I promise you, they aren't just sitting back. Like, if anybody thinks they're just going, well, I guess we'll just, as soon as the all clear's lifted, we'll figure it out. Like, that's insanity. That's not what's happening here. Okay. Yeah. They are going to push this thing so that they are the second there's a glimmer of hope that they can do this, they're going to be ready to go and have a plan in place. I promise you that you don't get there by not having conversations daily on what about this? What if we did this? What if we did this? And the reality of it is some people will like it and some people will not. And it all comes back to what we always say on here when it comes to the Cardinals. Okay? You're usually not mad about this or that. What you're upset about is they didn't do what you wanted them to do. So if you don't like this plan, then you're just not going to like it. But if you want baseball, you're going to be like, yeah, let's do it. I don't care what they do. And that, I'll be honest with you, that's where I'm at. I really don't care what they do. I'm ready to watch meaningful games.
I'm right there with you. And I think if you ask 90% of fans, they are too. Now, of course, there are concerns over, you know, the player safety and the player's health. I'm sure the union will address that. And but I'm right there with everybody else that, you know, I don't mind seeing it. We had a little bit of conversation before we hit record, but, you know, it might be a little creepy. I'm like watching, you know, a high school game in an afternoon, but it's a meaningful game. It counts. And, even if there's nobody in the stands and it's off, while you're talking with, it'd be interesting to see the first home run that's hit and the players not high fiving or shaking hands. That's just a funny sight to me.
Well,
if they avoid doing things like that,
I sent you, behind the scenes that, I've mentioned on here before that it's my wife's cousin. Obviously, I'm related to him by marriage, but, you know, he's been involved in Major League Baseball for a long time. And this year, he took a job as the head coach at the top level with the Lodi. I guess am I saying it right? Is it the Lodi Giants? Lodi Giants? Lotte? I don't know. In South Korea.
Yeah, I don't know.
And you know, they're back now. They're playing with no fans, and they're just getting started. So he sent, I guess on YouTube, you can go find it. It's not like he sent me something secret. He just forwarded me a thing saying, check this out. They scrimmaged in their stadium yesterday. You know, they half the team wore home jerseys, half the team, and they had a scrimmage. And they played in an empty stadium. And it was really like, I mean, the only way I can describe it is imagine going to a high school game with hardly, with maybe a, because they've got more people there because there's coaches and stuff. But imagine going to a high school baseball game with maybe just a couple people showed up. That's what it was like, you know. And the thing that was interesting was, you know, there were still hits. I know there was at least one home run. You know, the balls were being, you know, the same things that guys were getting hits. Guys were hustling. Guys were running. Now, this was a scrimmage. The intensity didn't appear to be there. But, you know, it was a game of baseball. It's just, is it kind of creepy? A little bit. Yeah. You know, but I can promise you this. I could sure as hell watch that before sitting around staring at the wall and be happy about it.
Yeah, I tried even to like those at Arch City. He broadcast a simulated game according to the Cardinals' real schedule every day. I did drop by for a few minutes, but this, to me, watching a video, I can't get into it. But credit to them for putting that out there. It is. I mean, I saw about 200 important at the same time. So there's people that are that desperate that they're watching things like that, and I sure can't. So look, I'm if they think they can get players in a controlled environment and keep them safe, I'm all for watching. This concept around Arizona, and I know Major League Baseball is considering several different concepts. This one around Arizona is very package. Without knowing too much of the detail, I can totally see something like, and if there's ever a year to try it, if they get the all clear to give it a shot, man, I'll be tuned in for sure.
You know, the interesting thing that I do want to say, I we're going to talk more about this, and we're going to bring in a friend of the show here that I appreciate, and I know you do as well, to talk about it. But the thing that I find interesting about this is, Jeff Passan, and I know a lot of us here don't like him. I personally don't care for him. I've had some dealings with him, nothing to do with Major League Baseball. It was with amateur baseball. Something he did that I thought was could have been good, but I just disagreed with him, and it's a long story. But he and I talked about it or whatever. But his story is, I can promise you it's accurate, because I will say that about him, right? Like, if he's going to be dealing with him, it's going to be accurate. And the headline in his story says a lot to me, because again, if you wanted to poo-poo the idea and say, well, they're just these people are crazy, right? Like, I Jim, you know what? You couldn't be further from the truth. These people, all they care about is money, but there's no way this is going to go down because of this or whatever. In the headline, it's pretty, like, it doesn't just say baseball and the players union are trying to do this. It says Major League Baseball and the MLBPA are focusing on a plan backed by the federal health officials that could have players in training camp in May and games soon thereafter. So,
yeah,
this is a true where there's smoke, there's fire. So, I'm interested to talk to you and our friend when we bring him on, and see how we think this looks, what the challenges will be in our opinion, and how it affects the Cardinals. Like, I'm curious how we think this may affect the Cardinals and Major League Baseball in general. So we're going to talk a little bit more about that. Before we do, I'm going to remind you guys to check us out at twobirdsonabat.com, where we're going to ask you to click subscribe to the podcast. It takes about 30 seconds. It's free, and we would really appreciate it if you guys would do it. Of course, we're always going to ask you guys to find us on our social media sites. On Twitter, simply type in @BirdsOnABatShow. Follow us there. We'd appreciate it greatly. Facebook's always a big push for us. Just simply type in @2BirdsOnABat. Make sure you've liked the page. The pin post is always our latest show. If you would like it, comment on it and share it. That helps us bring more Cardinal fans into our community, and we appreciate everyone that does so. Find us on Instagram as well @2BirdsOnABatShow. And, of course, at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio streaming platform for your mobile device. Download it for free today. I want to send a special shout out to our partners. They're all dealing with the same things a lot of us are dealing with. The only difference is, for most of us, they actually own these businesses and are trying to stay afloat the best they can, and hopefully there's something for them to come back to. This is kind of what I was getting at earlier. Adam's Smokehouse, I think we can all agree, at bare minimum, tied for first for the best barbecue in St. Louis. We would highly encourage everyone to, the minute they get open, let's get a line out the door and let's show them how much we missed them. They're located on Watson Road. They'll be back as soon as they get the clear here, and I'm looking forward to getting over there and joining my friends and everyone in welcoming them back with open arms. So we will stay on top of that and let you know. Just to get you craving it, though, remember the ribs, the pork, the brisket, the turkey, the salami, everything, the sides, everything is just first rate there. The only tough decision you have is what you're going to eat that day. But what you do know is, when you get done, it was going to be fabulous, and it probably was, judging by what everybody tells us when we send them there. So we want to thank Mike and his staff for their support of our show. Now it's time for us to support them. That's Adam's Smokehouse, folks, St. Louis. There's your cue. DrKristenJacobs.com. Dr. Jacobs is always online sharing her stuff, trying to keep people motivated, trying to keep people positive, letting them know that she's there to help them. To learn more about her, check out DrKristenJacobs.com and her Ula La Spa Anti-Aging and Wellness Center. And she wants to remind everybody, because she's hoping that everybody's getting outside, walking, taking care of themselves. Just get outside and feel the sun on your face, but make sure you do so with with the proper skin wear and things like that that'll take care of your skin, because every day is Skin Cancer Awareness Day. That's drchristianjacobs.com. Had the fortunate opportunity last night to broadcast the first Gators Baseball TV. For everyone in this St. Louis area whose son or daughter has been affected by this and has lost their baseball or softball season to this point, especially these high school kids, this is awful. You know, you can get your fix starting on Monday nights at 7 o'clock at Gators Baseball Academy on Facebook. It's a real simple page to find. You'll find Gators. It's actually GBA TV, it's called. It's the Gators Baseball Academy TV channel. Facebook Live every Monday night at 7. Last night, fortunate enough to have Edwardsville High School coach Tim Funkhauser, director of high school operations for Gators Baseball Academy, Seth Von Baron, on, and we were able to talk about, you know, just recommendations of what kids should be doing right now to try to, you know, keep their game somewhat prepared for when they do come back, whenever that is, in whatever shape or form it is. But just some great tips and drills and things like that. What people are doing. We were able to highlight some of the young kids in the program. It was a lot of fun, and we really look forward to doing that every week. So to learn more about them, go to GatorsBaseballAcademy.com, and of course, on Monday nights, tune in to Gators Baseball Academy on Facebook for GBA TV. All right. You know, I want to tell you that for me, part of the fun of having these conversations, Ron, and the way I met you really was through social media. I don't like when we're going to discuss a plan like this, the reality of it is everybody's going to have an opinion. And that's really what social media gives to us. Now, I know that you do a lot of things and you speak to a lot of people out there. Can you imagine going through this years ago without social media?
Oh, no. I mean, we would, you know, essentially be shut down, right? You would, well, I don't know how long podcasts existed before, you know, social media became what it is today, but it had been a lot harder. And quite frankly, I may not have met you and several of the others out there I now interact with regularly. So, no, I can't imagine it at all.
Well, there's a variety of ways for us to put this information out there on different platforms and have these discussions. And, you know, especially now because of the way we interact with people, I love the Patterson Tire and Service text line has been great for us, because it's a way for people to feel connected to us and have their voice be heard. So I enjoy it very much, but I do want to encourage people, you know, while we're doing this stuff, anything for any of you out there, that if there's a topic, if there's some way you're feeling, or if you just need to talk or something, there's social media has given everybody an opportunity to come together as a group and either celebrate together, mourn together, discuss together. I mean, and that's the way it should be, right? So we do want to encourage everybody to do that. And one of the guys that was instrumental, I believe this, in the growth of our show, I know you've had that you've worked with him before, and he really, if you're involved in Cardinal baseball and you're doing it for the right reasons, this guy has been a godsend for a lot of us out there, because he's created a great platform in Facebook. He's done, you know, and Twitter as well, but he just loves the Cardinals and is passionate about it. And he's allowed both of us through various stages of things that we're doing to help get our information out to fans and really just have fun with it. So the guest that I want to highlight this week is somebody that you all know and love. He's the creator of Cardinals 24/7 Facebook page. It's a great Cardinal community growing every day. If I'm not mistaken, I think they're over 40,000 followers. So let's welcome into the show, Chris Lawless.
Hey, Jim. Thanks for having me.
Well, happy to have you, Chris. You've been on the show a couple different times, if my recollection is not failing me. And obviously, we've done met over at Patio's. And by the way, you're on with Ron Nuttall, by the way, if you want to say hello.
Hey, Ron. How's it going, buddy?
Chris, what's happening, man?
Trying to survive.
Yeah, I know. It's been a lot of fun.
Chris, to this point, we've really been looking at some different things. You know, we've been doing a lot of shows talking about Cardinal history. And you know what's interesting is we do Cardinal history stuff. Imagine talking about this 10 years from now or 15 years from now. I can't even imagine the conversations. Like, do you guys remember, like, you know, hopefully this isn't the new normal. So, like, 15 years from now, we're all going, wasn't that crazy? But right now, some interesting things are happening. I know you had shared the story as well. Let's just get your first thoughts on this Arizona idea.
Well, I kind of read through some of it, you know, earlier, and it's kind of a wild concept. I mean, granted, the only other option is no baseball, you know, at this point. But, you know, to have everybody play in Arizona, you would think, maybe the Diamondbacks would be the team that would have the most advantage on something like that. I was kind of joking with my fiance. I said, you know, I would think that the Astros may benefit too. And she's like, well, why would that be? And I said, well, in my opinion, they were going to get booed out of every stadium they played in.
What a great comment. Yeah.
So I think that may benefit them to play in front of an empty crowd. I mean, it was a little hooter to mask banging on a trash can too.
That's funny.
But no, I mean, between that and some of the things that they discussed, where it's a 7-inning doubleheaders, or, you know, no pitcher and catcher talking, and it's just kind of, it's weird that the alternative of no baseball at this point, you know, I'd be more than open to seeing them do this.
You know, the interesting thing for me, Ron and I were talking about this earlier, and the more it like churns in my head, I try to apply it to every day, like what I know of baseball. And one of the things that Scott Boras had brought up was, you know, you could play three games a day at Chase Field, no problem. And it's just right. It's just weird thinking about maybe them having a game maybe early in the day, one in the afternoon, and one at night. Or if they, for TV purposes, my guess would be it would probably be afternoon that would be played on the East Coast, normal time, probably games mid-coast, and then they'd have a late game that would probably be for the people out on the West Coast, which I'm sure they would handle it that way. I mean, because let's face it, when it comes right down to it, money's going to drive this because of the TV contract. But imagine that, like teams rolling in and rolling out almost like your kid's baseball tournament. I mean, this is... You know, like they finish up and they're walking off the field and the other team's walking on the field and they're like, it's just weird. Like that would be totally cool. I don't know. For me, I'm in the camp of let's do it. Like I'm ready to go. Now there's going to be Chris, Ron and I were talking. I mean, there's probably going to be some people that are going to poo poo this idea and say, it's not safe. It's not safe. I'm of the opinion these are commodities to these owners, right? They're worth a bunch of money. They've got them signed to contracts. Guys like Scott Boras, he knows what he has in these guys. They're doing their homework on this, and it is backed by federal health officials, that whatever plan they do, and it'll have to make sense. Are you at all worried the image this puts on Major League Baseball, that maybe they're putting health and safety behind money?
Maybe slightly. I mean, because I mean, it's such a big unknown, and I think that kind of scares people off. And it might give off the opinion of, well, baseball is more important, or sports in general is more important than your average Joe person. But, you know, if doing it in Arizona where it's not a hotbed of the coronavirus, I don't see why they shouldn't at least, I mean, what they're doing, they're going over options of things that might work. I mean, they're not rushing into it. They're taking their precautions and coming up with a game plan. I mean, something else that I thought of too is, you know, by doing this, and I think some of the other stadiums they had talked about, like surrounding areas. And I know teams kind of build their team kind of specific to their ballpark.
Yeah.
And I know that kind of plays into some of it, but I mean, the bottom line is that it's going to be this or the potential of no baseball. And, you know, if it's a season that we look back on, and even if I'm not saying you got to put an asterisk on the season, but, you know, you can look back on it and it's either take it or leave it.
Well, baseball's always kind of endured, right? Except for their, like, the only time they is when they've stepped on their own foot, right? Like they've played through war, they've played through all these different times. So I'm sure they will fall back on that. Ron, for you, right off the bat, what are some of the pitfalls for you? Like, what are some of the negatives you see in this that are probably unavoidable?
You know what? Just because of my line of work, I automatically default to the logistics behind it. And, you know, what I mean by that is not necessarily how they're going to fit every team's broadcast in there, because they can all use the same camera feed. Where the announcer's going to sit, or the play-by-play callers, are they going to be separated, or some of them going to be sitting out the bleachers just to keep away from the... I mean, how are players going to transition in and out of a locker room? How are they going to, you know, make sure everything, you know, controlled and under safe conditions? As far as an image goes, look, I see nothing wrong with them looking at contingency plans, and they're looking at probably several more than just the Arizona scenario. I think they're going to be very careful, and I don't think they're going to push it too hard. You're never going to convince everybody that it's a harmless notion. There's always going to be some people that are going to see it as a, you know, a money grab rather than, you know, just trying to get a plan together to get the season going once they get the all clear. So for me, I don't know that this really hurts their image the most, but you're always going to have a few that are going to see it as a, you know, conspiracy, I guess, if you want to put it that way. But my head goes directly to, okay, if that's the plan, how are they going to execute that? Because while it sounds like it can be controlled because it's in a tight environment or one region or one location, it's still going to be interesting to see how they pull that off as far as game broadcast, player transitions in and out of a ballpark, and just the things we don't think about, like where are the play-by-play guys going to do this from? Are they going to occupy the entire press box? Are writers allowed in? You know, other members of the media? So it'll be interesting to hear. And there's not a lot of detail on it right now, but it's those kind of details that I'm thinking about. But that has to do with my line of work.
You know, if I look at it personally, these are kind of where this is where I'm at on. I'll address logistics first because I think that was a great point, and it's all semantics right now, right? Like trying to figure it out. Number one, I guess the anticipation would be pretty simple. They've got these spring training sites, which, let's face it, if anybody's been to these spring training sites, they're basically stadiums with smaller stands. I mean, these fields are unbelievable, right? So they could play two games at those stadiums as well. They could play one in the afternoon and then one in the evening. Now, the interesting part of that is, let's not forget that it's hot there. You know, it's going to be pretty warm. Okay, so that's going to be a different thing for them. Is it as hot right now as it's going to be? No, but how long is this going to go? So that's number one. Number two, I think they can do it, right? The pitfall for me is, if you look into this at all, one of the things that they're saying is that the downside for the players would be is they're going to be quarantined. Like, if I'm reading this right and hearing right, if I'm following the bouncing ball, part of this is contingent on, like, they don't go home to their families. They're all staying at the same place. They all interact, like, and I'm assuming, and this is where some people might have a problem, they're probably going to test them all and say, okay, nobody has it right now, right? We're going to quarantine you all. The only people you're going to be around until the all clears here is each other, right? And so you naturally think, well, that might keep everybody safe, right? But here's the deal. How many people can you quarantine? Can you quarantine? Who's going to cook the food? Where's the food coming from? Who's cleaning this? Who's doing that? The hotel that they stay at, somebody's got to clean this. Somebody's got to do the laundry. Somebody, like, how many people can you quarantine? Because the pitfall is this, and they had to have already thought about this. Some way, shape, or form by the 6 degrees of separation, when you've got that many people, somebody's going to get it. So imagine they start playing these games or they're in spring training and one guy gets it. Well, then what? You quarantine the whole team? Do you retest them all to see if anybody, like, there's your pitfall. You go through all this work, and then all of a sudden, some guy that delivers the towels to the hotels, brother's uncle got it, and he saw him over the weekend, and he was asymptomatic. He carried it in, touched a door. Like, that's how this is going to go down. So now, I hope not, but then what happened? So you made all these plans, and the St. Louis Cardinals, you know, like, hey, how many times over the years have we heard, well, there's a flu bug running through the clubhouse, and so-and-so's out of the lineup tonight, and so-and-so's not feeling well. And then so they're out for 2 days, and then they come back, and then somebody else goes off, and there was a flu bug that went through the clubhouse. Happens all the time. Happens every year. Sometimes they make a big deal of it. Yeah. Sometimes they don't. But what happens when this bug makes a run through the clubhouse, and they've already set up all these games, all these logistics? Then what? This isn't your typical DL or 2 day stint, right?
No, I guess you'd have a quarantine list. Ideal.
Yeah, a quarantine list.
And it's a 14 day. So I think that's why this plan, there is a lot of sense behind it in terms of if you had an outbreak like that happen and the whole plan just fell through. Okay, well, you know, we spent some money getting the players to this location. Media members spent a little bit of money to get to this location. You don't have to refund a bunch of ticket sales. The networks might have to, you know, refund or repurpose some of the dollars they've gotten from their advertisers. But that's why this plan makes sense. Even if something like that happens, which none of us want, I'm sure they're probably looking at every possible scenario. But that's why this plan makes sense, though, Jim. Is it, yes, it would suck and it would fall through, but I think it's a risk reward balance, right? And so that is definitely what they're looking at right now. What is the risk versus reward? And that's how they'll base their decision. I don't think they'll get back into that. Look, we're in peak week, right? In the United States, is what we were told. And so,
well, yeah.
If nothing happens, if nothing happens, I mean, if they're not back until May, you know, what's it look like a month from now? So time will tell. They probably have inside track to most of that knowledge that most of us don't get through regular media channels. But I could, you know, the more we even discuss it, the more I could see something like this being likely, or it's clear enough to where it's a different plan and a little less extreme. But that's why I think it can work, though.
Ron, I agree with you wholeheartedly. I do think there's some of that. Chris, for you, you know, is somebody getting it? Is somebody actually getting a coronavirus while this is going on? Is that the only pitfall you see, or are there others?
I mean, the only others, you know, kind of like I said, maybe some teams that they kind of build their team around their ballpark, or, you know, just the fact that, like you said, every player is going to be in that, you know, location. And I know just from being home how stir crazy that you can get. And, you know, the mindset of a ball player, I know they practice and they train, but, you know, stir craziness, that can set in and affect a ball player the same as it can you or I. You know, and I think maybe, you know, being put in one location for that lengthy period of time, that may affect some things mentally, that, you know, not being able to see family and just kind of being quarantined, basically. I mean, that may affect some things. You know, better safe than sorry, but at the same time, that may play into it too.
Okay. Well, I don't think there's any doubt that all three guys on this podcast right now will take baseball in any way, shape, or form. Is that us being selfish? Is that us? I'll tell you what it is. We're normal people that are just dying for something. I mean, let's face it. You can only watch Tiger King. You can only watch Ozark and Breaking Bad. And I say you can only watch them so many times, but I would have never thought that was real not too long ago. But gosh darn it, I've rewatched some of my favorite shows already, and I'm coming up to where now I need some new content, and we're going to run out of new content too. But baseball, and again, if you're a basketball guy, if you're a hockey guy, the interesting thing to me too is, and again, where I'm going to fall back on my where there's smoke, there's fire. The Major League Baseball is not the only club that now you're starting to see some real stuff come out. Other leagues are now looking at how they may want to try to do this as well. So either they, and again, you can say, well, it's sports, I don't understand this, but it's big business. So I promise you, the powers that be there know more than we do about where we're at in this, sure, according to the quote-unquote experts, right? So the fact that they are talking about this right now does lend me to believe, and maybe my trust is misguided here, and maybe it's misplaced is a better word probably, but the fact that they're starting to talk about this stuff tells me that the powers that be behind the scenes are saying, I think we're getting to where we can actually really look at that time frame. So that does make me pause for good news. Am I crazy there, guys? Or Chris, I'll start with you. Am I crazy there? Is that a conspiracy theory, or is there probably something to that?
No, I'd say there's something to it. I mean, and another thing, kind of reading through an ESPN article earlier, and, you know, them talking about having, instead of an umpire that's right next to the batter and the pitcher, you're going to the automatic, you know, automatic strike zone.
Just give it a try this year.
Yeah, and you know, that could, you know, change the outcome of a lot of things. You know, some teams might be better built to play this type of game where it's a seven inning, you know, doubleheader, however they do it. I know for the Cardinals, it would be score early and often would be something that would have to happen. And I, you know, offensively, I don't know if the Cardinals are set up for that kind of success, but I think pitching wise, the Cardinals have a good team to handle something like that.
Yeah. obviously the stadium will make a difference. The weather will make a difference. It'll be interesting to see how it all plays out. But I don't speak for you guys, but it sure sounds to me like I think all three of us, it's a definite yes. As long as they can pull this off, I don't think any of us won't be turning the TV on. Let's go over to the Patterson Tire and Service text line. Remember our good friends at Patterson Tire and Service. They're a whole lot more than a tire store. They also specialize in automotive repair. They are still open. You can give them a call at 618-797-6711, located at 3718 Highway 111 in Granite City, Illinois. They do want you to know that if you've been unable to get your car in to have service because you've been working and maybe like right now, you know, there's a little bit of time for you. You're working at home or whatever. They do have a system in place that they're working on cars while being safe. So give them a call. They'll explain to you how that'll go to keep you as safe as possible while also being able to get some of that work done while you've got the time. Obviously, they've been in the Granite City community for a long, long time, but they've been also servicing people from all over because let's face it, the prices come down when you do the quantity of business and they do a ton of it. So you guys are definitely going to want to check them out. You're going to get great pricing. You're going to get quality work, and you're going to get people that stand behind their work. I've known this family for a long time. So has the community. It's hard to be in one place for 40 plus years if you're not taking care of the people that are coming in to see you. That's my good friends at Patterson Tire and Service, a whole lot more than a tire store. All right, guys, we got a lot of stuff coming in. I'm going to start off with, I know who this is, Mary Lynn, our good friend. I'm just dying for baseball. I'll take anything, even watching them in an empty stadium. The withdrawals are real. God bless and stay healthy. Tons of these types of texts coming in, and Mary Lynn, I think, says it best. Dying for baseball. And again, you could be basketball. You could be whatever you are, whoever you are, and that's fine. But the reality of it is, there's the reason these TV deals are so big, like they're not paying all this money for these TV deals if there aren't a ton of people craving it. And right now, if anything, like I can't hear this. This begs a great question for both you guys. If they do come back and play in an empty stadium, that first day they play, what are the ratings going to be? Ron, I'll start with you. Do you think they'll break records?
Oh, yeah, hell yeah. Absolutely. I mean, especially early on. You take, 50,000 people that would normally be in the stadium are definitely going to be tuning in. And I think the interest level of just having sports back is going to pull a lot of even, I call them casual fans who aren't going to catch every game. We know opening day is always big, but this, I think, I'd be interested to hear what Chris has to say about this, but this opening day will be the biggest as far as TV viewership. I don't see how it's not. That's what I think will happen.
Chris, your thoughts?
Oh, they're definitely through the roof. I mean, there's only so much flipping over and watching replays on Fox Sports Midwest. And, you know, last night I watched the 87 World Series on MLB Network. And you know, there's only so much of that can give you just a small fix. That people are craving this, and the minute they green light it, people are going to be tuning in.
I agree wholeheartedly. I think it'll break records as far as people tuning in. And I think part of that will be because of our next text, which I think brings up another great point. Hey guys, love the show. Thanks for keeping us entertained. I have to say, if they do start playing baseball, I think that more and more people will fall in love with the game because they'll be dying for something to watch other than Netflix. That being said, I love the Cardinals and definitely won't miss a game, but I can see myself watching other teams play that I never would have seen play before if those games are on national broadcasts. So I think that's a great text because I think that adds to what I'm saying. So let's throw out this scenario, right? I promise you, every network that has baseball has a baseball contract is going to be carrying games. So can you imagine there being a game on in the early afternoon, one on primetime and one on at night? Like, I don't know about you, but whereas you may have just watched the Cardinals. Now I watch other games, but this is what I do, right? I'm of the belief that I kind of agree with this texter, and I'll ask you guys your thoughts. Chris, I'll start with you, but I'm of the belief that people that typically would probably only have watched the Cardinals will probably now be watching games that don't involve the Cardinals, which will also raise those ratings. What's your thoughts, Chris?
Oh, I totally agree with that, too. I mean, granted, we concentrate more on Cardinals, and if there's another game on, you know, during a regular regular season. I might flip over for a few innings or something, but the whole dying for baseball thing, if it's on, I'm going to be watching it. I mean, it's just, there's no other sports that are out there right now that even if you wanted to turn the channel and try to find something else, baseball is going to be on. That's what we love to watch. Yeah, I can see that happening for a lot of people, casual and diehard.
Your thoughts, Ron?
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't disagree. I mean, for me personally, it's like, you know, by nature of what we do, Jim, and the fact that I do another show that has to do with another fan base that we won't name here, I kind of have to pay attention and watch those condensed games, if anything. So I check what's going around the league quite often anyway. But what might be different this year is I might be doing a bit more of it live than I would be otherwise. Look, the first game, if the Cardinals don't play till day three and their game starts day one, I almost don't care who it is. I'm probably going to check it out.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. I just think it'll be through the roof. I mean, it'll be harder on the East Coast people, obviously. But, man, can you imagine being on the West Coast? I mean, you basically may have baseball on TV all day long, the way this is going to be set up. I mean, it could be crazy. And then if you're in the Midwest, obviously, it'll probably start early in your day and then run through when you go to bed. I mean, this thing could go so many different ways that it's almost – like, it almost makes me giddy thinking about all the baseball that might be on TV here soon. But, hey, Chris, I got to tell you, we got a text that came in that I think I'm almost sure you're going to want to address. It was directed at us. We don't see it as much. So this is probably a better question for you. Hey, Jimbo, love the show. Miss Fish. It was nice to hear him on your live broadcast not too long ago. Tell him we miss him. I will do that. If you're listening, you didn't leave your name. So I'm assuming you're listening to the show, I will let you know that Fish is missed. Want to talk to you about the Facebook groups. People are getting restless. Why all the hate in the Facebook groups? Any thoughts? We don't have it. We don't have the setup on our page where people just post stuff. So Chris, I think this is a great question for you. And I have noticed it. Things have gotten a little nasty lately. Are people looking to vent? Are like, what are you dealing with? And let's face it, you're the head honcho over there. One of them for sure. I know you have some help, but what are you dealing with over there? And why do you think it's gotten a little nasty at times?
I mean, some of it is the basic, everybody's they're crazy. They have nothing else to do other than to go online and vent. But that being said, anybody that's a part of I'm not going to say any, but I know in ours, even during the regular season, there's people, you fire Mazalak. You know, I mean, the people use social media to vent, whether there's baseball on or not. I think at this point, with there not being any baseball, it's just probably bringing out the I've got to say something, so I'm going to post it type of mentality. But, I mean, there's nothing to kind of cure the fix of, you know, there's no Cardinal games on to where we're playing good and it can quiet some of the haters. So the ones that have been hell-bent from day one to kind of go in bash mode, there's nothing to prove them wrong at this point. So it's just a platform. And, that's the best guess I can give. I mean, like I said, during the regular season, they find plenty of things to gripe about anyway. But I think a lot of it is, there's just nothing else to do. So some of them feel like I'm going to get my 2 cents out there, and then the next person, it just kind of snowballed.
Chris, one of the things, and again, they didn't go in any more detail, didn't leave their name, but this almost feels to me like some of this is politically driven. Now, I'm a no politics guy, but like I did notice, like if the president seems to get involved in any of this with any comment whatsoever, right? And people, if they feel strongly one way or the other and they post something, rather than the message and the encouragement of the message, people are going to go one way or another based on their political beliefs. So if President Trump comes out and says, you know, we need to get back to playing baseball, and some guy thinks that that's a great sign that they understand that it's important and posts it, then all of a sudden people, oh, he's an idiot. He's a blah, 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 and then it's the back and forth. Do you think it's more politics that cause these problems?
There's a lot of it that is that. And, you know, a lot of people, they get upset if they post something like that and we end up deleting it, because if you post something and it's Trump addressing anything, anybody that's against Trump is going to give their take on, it's just, you're going to get away from baseball talk.
Yeah, and that's not good.
And, you know, while everybody does have free speech, in a Cardinal group, we try to, you know, make it Cardinal related, make it baseball talk, and posts like that often get sideways quick. So we do our best to kind of nix that, you know, where if there's a post that's kind of teetering on that political side, we delete it. And, you know, we catch some slack on that sometimes on,
yeah,
why did you delete this? But yeah, at the same time, it's a group of baseball fans that, you know, whether you're,
right,
whatever your political, you know, belief is, that's not the place for it.
You know, Ron.
Well, guys, I mean, just
go ahead.
Yeah,
go ahead.
You know, just my opinion on this is it's exactly like politics, even if it's not politically driven. You have in the Cardinal fan base, so that's what I'm most familiar with. All of us are. You have a far left and a far right. You have, and just for illustrating this example, the far left loves everything about the Cardinals. Every move they make is matchable. Every player is an all-star. John Mozeliak is a genius, and they got a terrific owner. Far right, you have, you know, Mozeliak sucks, fire him. DeWallet, you know, they call the owner by nickname. And, you know, Bader should never wear another major league uniform again. So you have a far left and a far right. It's amplified now that baseball is not around. And in the political arena, everything to do with politics is amplified because of this coronavirus. And there are going to be people that anything Donald Trump touches is garbage. And, you know, the far left win. You know, it's just, I see it. You could see it play out in sort of the same way.
Sure.
And I've always kind of felt that way, that the, you know, the squeakiest wheels on the internet tend to make up those two, the far left and the far right. You have everybody else in the middle who kind of just kind of watches this endless tennis match where nobody wins.
You know, the interesting thing, though, and this, they don't like this, okay, but the quote-unquote haters of anything when it comes to the Cardinals, I don't care if you're a Mozeliak hater, if you were a Matheny hater, if you were a, let's face it, if you were a Tony La Russa hater, and they were out there, trust me, okay, if you're a Harrison Bader hater, if you're a whatever, if you didn't like Carlos Martinez and Clark, whatever you are, okay, their biggest problem is they don't realize that they're the loud minority. They're not the silent majority.
Absolutely.
They're
absolutely
the loud minority.
Yeah.
And then it upsets, yep, them that there's, you know, that they sell out games and 3 million people go to the games and everybody buys merch. And they can't comprehend that they're the loud minority. And again, I love them all because I don't care, because I'm no different than them. I'm no better than them. I'm certainly no better than them. I'm probably worse than them. My point is that there are far more people out there that just want to enjoy it and don't care enough to have to believe that they're right about everything. I mean, most people just want to enjoy a baseball game. Most people are not like those quote-unquote, let's face it, know-it-alls, to be quite frank. And
yeah,
that's, well, the thing. Now, you deal with it in a different way, and I wanted to touch on this with you because, and you can comment on what I just said, but I also don't want to get out of here without what you deal with, because yours is different than Chris's. Chris runs a passionate group about a fan base. That fan base, I mean, you can only reinvent the wheel so many times. So, like, when, if all it takes is, like Chris was saying, you know, if it's a Trump post, it you talk about throwing gasoline on a fire. But for you, it's an inherent deal of the Cards Cubs thing that you deal with a lot because of what you do. So I'm always curious the how that plays out, because I'm of the belief, and I've said it on here 100 times, I don't want Cubs fans to like me, or not like not, I mean, for fun. Like, I want you to dig at me when the Cubs beat the Cardinals. I want you to like I love it. That's part of it for me. See, I think that's more of a friendly rival. Like, it's like a fun rivalry for me. Like, I enjoy that.
Yeah, no, that is what life is like. Doing what I do is look. There's a mutual respect between most fans, regardless whether you're a rival or not, and you can definitely have some fun with it, and you should try to, because, you know, there are a lot of organizations, their fan bases don't have the rivalry we have. We're actually very lucky to have it, and it makes it all that more interesting and all that more entertaining and pleasing, quite frankly, when we come out on top, right? So, you know, it is like that, Jim. And about the squeakiest wheels there, or the loud minorities, what you're saying, you know, the only ones that I tend to let kind of get me riled up at all are just a few that don't bother to read the article, but they'll comment on the headline.
Oh, yeah, that happened to us. That happened to us about a month ago, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, those really, if I ever respond to anything, that's generally kind of it. If somebody just barks out a no, should we deal for so-and-so, and they just go, no, and they don't bother explaining it at all. Those are the only ones I look at, and I either just shake my head and scroll past it, or I ask them, hey, fair to explain, and normally those folks don't respond, and they don't respond because they kind of know, they know just enough, but they don't really know. And those are the only ones. Chris probably sees this too, that fat Chris, you probably got him on approval. I mean, I can't name any I can't name any names or anything, but you know, this is what it is. This is what fans do. We expect that. Nothing surprising, you know. Love them all, but it's those few that tend to I don't know. Maybe I shouldn't give them attention sometimes, but I do once in a while.
We're all guilty of giving attention where we probably shouldn't. Chris, before you go, what are you doing to keep from going stir crazy these days?
The group does get a little out of hand, but like we try to post like a random photo of a Cardinal player and, you know, give your memories or thoughts of this, or, you know, just kind of anything to spur a discussion, you know, about something. I mean, lack of baseball has driven everybody crazy, but, you know, we try to kind of add polls, you know, what would you like to do, or what's your favorite memory, post a photo of you and, you know, Cardinal gear, just something to kind of lighten the mood of everything. You know, I kind of agree with how Ron said, you know, there's a far left and a far right, you know, as far as Cardinal fans go too. And, you know, and we try to find a good balance in that. Most of us do. There are the ones that come out and they hate the GM, they hate the announcers, they hate the color of our uniform. And it's like, if you hate that much about a team, why do you watch them? Like, I would just be, I don't understand. Like, that kind of mentality, it's out there, though. There's people that, I hate to call them miserable fans, but it's like, if you watch something just to hate everything that they do, maybe if baseball comes back, you know, it'll make them appreciate it a little more, or I'm at least hoping that it does.
Yeah, it's a, you know, I think everybody's probably owed a little, what am I going to call, a little latitude here as far as, you know, if you want to get a little frustrated, you know, let it fly a little bit now. But, you know, I think in the end for all of us, you know, the best part of this show today is that, you know, it sure seems like, and again, it could all be whatever, but I maybe we're wrong, but it just feel, like I said, there are certain things that feel a certain way to me. I don't know about you guys. We can go around the table. I'm of the belief that this signals that it's coming back probably sooner than we thought. Chris, your thoughts before you go?
No, I agree. I mean, usually when there's smoke, there's fire, and, you know, it's been talked about. I know I go through all the contingency plans, but it's not just going to be something they throw out there really quick. But I'd say, I don't, mid-May, early May, you know, that you may start seeing some sort of baseball happening, and I for one, will be glad to see it.
Yeah, I would agree. I think you may even see a ton of you might even see a ton of spring training activities on TV just to fill some slots. Ron, your last thoughts on it?
Yeah, you know, originally I was thinking, I think at this point in time last week I stated, and I can't remember which show it was, that I was probably looking at July, right, as a timetable, and it still may be, but right now I'm getting the sense that it's going to be more sometime in June.
Yeah,
is when I feel that we will likely to start seeing things come back, at least games started.
Yeah, I would say, for me, and again, this is kind of where I'll end it. It feels like it's coming. We'll see how it plays out. I think there's still, and I think Ron did a great job today of reminding everyone that there's a – This isn't as simple as, hey, this is what we're doing. Everybody show up. And it's real easy because there's a lot of money involved, right? Like you can do a lot of things with money, right, that you couldn't do without money. That being said, there's probably some hurdles to overcome here. But my guess would be this is such big business that those hurdles are being discussed as we speak right now, or as we listen right now. And I think they can be figured out. But listen, there are pitfalls along the way for this thing, no doubt. I think you have, if you're not prepared to do this, realizing that some guys are probably going to test positive while you're doing this, and you're going to have a plan in place for that when that happens, then it's probably a silly venture, because it would be shocking to me if somebody along the way doesn't. I mean, I think in our whole world, when we go back out, I mean, guys are going to get this now. You know, again, the majority of the people, it's mild or whatever. So, but what happens? What if, right? I mean, crazy things happen. Either way, we're starved for entertainment. Baseball at the end of the day is entertainment, whether we like it or not. And whether you're entertained or not is another discussion. But how some of these semantics look and how some of these logistics look, I mean, as this becomes more of a reality, I'm sure things will come out and it will be up for debate. And let's face it, that's what we do here is debate. So I definitely want to thank Ron Nuttall for obviously doing the show with me each week and his wonderful stuff that he does. I just hope everybody's checking out Team of Rivals and everything that he does. I want to thank Chris Lawless for joining us, his Facebook page. If you have not went and followed Cardinals 24/7, guys, just great stuff. He does it purely out of passion. I think of all the people that I've encountered in social media, Chris is one of the fairest and most just lovable guys that does it for pure passion and love. So make sure you guys are checking out his Facebook page. It's a great place to commute, to be in a community with people and talk baseball. We want to thank you for joining us on Ruffled Feathers. Don't forget, it's a Two Birds on the Bat podcast that comes to you from the Patio Studios, the original party place for St. Louis Cardinal fans everywhere. We couldn't do it without the people that we need you to support in the community. That's innovativecompanies.com, residential, commercial, industrial. They can take care of all your needs, heating and cooling, construction and electricity. I can't say enough about them. Adam Smokehouse, guys, the minute it gets open, I want to line out the door. Located on Watson Road, we're going to let you guys know when they get back open. We definitely want to show them the love. Dr. Kristen Jacobs.com, learn more about her at her website and what she's doing to try to help people get through this. And of course, couldn't do the show without our friends at Gators Baseball Academy. Tune in to Gators Baseball Academy, or it's actually GBA TV, at the Gators Baseball Academy Facebook page on Monday nights at 7. As always, special thanks to the Patterson family at Patterson Tire and Service. They're a whole lot more than a tire store. They're still open. Give them a call, 618-797-6711, located in Granite City. They do have a system set up so that things can be safe and you can get your car in. Don't forget our social media sites, at Birds and a Bat Show on Twitter. Follow us there. Two Birds and a Bat on Facebook. Two Birds and a Bat Show on Instagram. And you can find us at lineupmediagroup.fm, home of your radio streaming platform for your mobile device. For my co-host Ron and our guest Chris, let's go Birds!